Very good afternoon to one and all.
大家下午好.
Let us look at our text for today, Psalm 127. Some of us has this small lettering that says it's a song of degrees for Solomon.
我们有些可以在这诗篇的上面呢，就看到这是所罗门的上行之诗。
The topic today is Except the Lord Build the House.
今天所要思考的题目是若不是耶和华建造房屋。
In any society, actually, the basic unit is the family.
在任何一个社会呢，最基本的组成的单位就是家庭。
So a society or community with strong and united families is morally strong and healthy society.
所以一个社会或者一个社区呢，如果它的由这个 每一个家庭呢都是很健全的，那么在道德上呢，整个社会或者社区呢就是很健全的。
But when the family unit is undermined,
但是如果这个家庭的凝聚力或者它的力量被削弱的话，
So society falls apart.
这个整个社会就会瓦解。
So the family unit plays a very important part in actual nation building.
在一个国家的建设呢，每一个家庭的被建造是非常重要的。
The sturdier or stronger the family, stronger the nation.
一个家庭越坚强呢，那个社会、那个国家就更加的坚强。
But sadly, in today's troubled world, the family unit is rapidly disintegrating.
但是很可悲的，在现在这个社会呢，很多家庭呢，他们都逐渐的被瓦解了。
So there's no bond as the extent of which it is destroyed in that sense.
个家庭他们没有凝聚力，甚至整个家庭被摧毁了。We
often see many broken homes.
我们看到很多破碎的家庭。
Pain and suffering as family relationship crumbles.
当家庭成员之间的关系不好的时候呢，就带来许多的痛苦。Well,
due to sins of certain members.
因为家庭成员某一些成员的罪。
And of course, when we sin, it's no man sins alone. Others are affected as well.
当然，当一个人犯罪的时候呢，其他的人就会受到他所犯的罪的影响。
But a home should be a place of refuge, comfort, and security.
但是一个家庭呢，应该是我们的避难所，能够找到温暖和舒适的地方。
From a very young age, we always tell ourselves, home is where the heart is.
从很年幼的时候，我们就告诉自己呢，我们的家在哪里，我们的心就在那里了。So
no, there's no place like home.
世界上没有任何一个地方像家一样。
But it's no longer so.
但是现在已经不是这样了。
So family members would rather spend time with their friends than with their loved ones at home.
那么很多人呢，愿意宁可在外面与朋友消磨时间，不愿意与家人一起度过时间。
What for? I go home, my mother will yeah.
他说有什么用呢？回到家，妈妈就唠唠叨叨的。
Then my father will question, what happened? Where do you go?
然后爸爸就问，怎么样呢？你去了哪里？
So children are rebellious.
所以孩子就变得叛逆了。Many
complain that I cannot manage my children.
很多人抱怨我不能管好我自己的孩子。And
instead of bringing joy, the children bring shame to the family.
因此呢，这个孩子没有给家庭带来欢乐，反而给家庭带来了羞耻。And
it saddens the parents' heart especially.
就会特别伤害到父母的心。Why
has this happened to our home?
为什么我们家庭会发生这样的事呢？
Even Christian home.
甚至是基督徒的家庭。
Is the home like what I've just described?
我们的家是不是像我刚才所描述的呢？
What can we Christian do about this sad situation?
我们基督徒能够为这样的可悲的局面做一些什么事情呢？
How can God's word guide us in this all-important matter of building a solid family life?
神的话语怎么样可以引导我们呢？如何建立一个坚固的家庭？
How can we as leaders and parents in the, you know, garner the love and honor of God?
那我们作为一个家长呢，如何使家庭凝聚力得到神的喜乐，神的爱呢？
How can we serve Him as a family?
我们怎么样整个家庭一起来侍奉他呢？
Well, today we're going to look at Psalm 127 and draw some principles from there.
今天我们要来看诗篇27篇，从中找到一些原则。
How to build a happy and solid family unit.
怎么样建立一个快乐的和坚固的家庭呢?
I like doctors to read verses 1 and 2.
我将读第一到第二节, 若不是耶和华建造房屋,建造的人就枉然劳力, 若不是耶和华看守城池, 看守的人就枉然警醒。
So in this short two verses,
第二节,你们清晨起早起,夜晚安歇吃劳碌得来的饭, 本是枉然,唯有耶和华所亲爱的,必叫他安然睡觉。
Okay, so in these two verses, we can see the word vain appear three times.
在这两节里,你可以看到枉然这两个字出现了三次。
The root word for the word vain is like, it is empty, it implies wasted efforts.
枉然的根字呢,就是空的,就是说徒然做一件事情。
Well, we talk about building a house.
我们谈到要建立一个家。
But we never thought, because your HDB, your turn comes, go and ballot, go, and then you can see your home.
当我们想象建造房屋呢,在新的话我们就想象,我们去抽签,然后抽到房子了。
Easy, just take the key, open the door, that's your house already.
很容易,就是拿了锁匙,开了门,你就有自己的家了。
Same, condo unit also the same. You pay, alright, give you the key, sign the form, that's it, that's your home.
同样的,如果公寓呢,也是一样,你就付了钱,签了一些文件,拿了锁匙,你就有一个家了。
But in those times, it was not easy to build a home.
你就有一个房子了,在当时候呢,要建造房子,并不简单的。
Right. We need time to plan.
我们需要时间去策划。Okay.
If you happen to have a old house, and then you want to demolish it and build a new home, then you'll understand.
如果你有一所旧的房子,想把它拆掉,重新建造一所新的,你就会明白了。
You need to consult the architect.
你需要跟那个建筑师商讨。
You got to call a designer.
设计师也要跟设计师商讨。You
got to get a contractor.
你需要一个装修的人。
Then you have internal fittings.
还有内部的那些装饰。
Lightings.
灯光。
So a lot of other things will actually cloud your mind.
那你的脑海里就会充满着许许多多你所要做的事。
So when this psalm was written, it's actually talking about building a house. All the efforts that will be put in to just get the house up, firm foundation is very important.
诗篇27篇第1到第2节呢，形容建造一所房子所需要的劳力。
So the psalmist here tells us, without God, we labor in vain.
诗篇的作者告诉我们,若不是耶和华与我们同在,所做的都是徒然的。
Our investment of time, money, effort, everything will be wasted.
我们所投资的金钱、努力和都是浪费的。
You see, except the Lord, L-O-R-D, is the covenant God that would determine the success and the firmness or the steadiness of our house.
所以这里告诉我们,若不是耶和华,耶和华就是上帝,就是那个守盟约的神的名称,那若不是耶和华建造房屋呢,我们所做的就徒然了。
What was the greatest thing that man tried to build?
人们想尝试建造最伟大的一所建筑物是什么呢?
If you think of the Tower of Babel, I want the doctors to turn to Genesis 11 verses 3 to 8.
就是巴别塔,现在请大家看创世纪第11章。
Genesis 11, 3 to 8.
我们来看创世纪第11章第3到第8节。 创世纪11章第3节,他们彼此商量说,来吧,我们要做砖房。 砖把砖烧透了,他们就拿砖当石头,又拿石漆当灰泥,他们说,来吧,我们要建造一座城和一座塔,塔顶通天,不要传扬我们的名,免得我们分散在全地上。耶和华降临要看看世人所建造的城和塔。耶和华说,看哪,他们成为一样的人民,都是一样的言语,如今记错起这事来。 以后他们所要做的事就没有不成就的了。我们下去在那里辩论他们的口音, 使他们的言语彼此不通。于是耶和华使他们从那里分散在全地上，他们就停工不造那城了。
OK, if you look at verse 4,
如果你看第四节的话，
They want to build a city, a huge city.
他们要造一座城，一座庞大的城。
They want to build a high tower.
也要造一座塔。
So that everybody can see.
这样这座塔会塔顶东通天使道，所有人都看得到。
So that we can have a name.
这样我们要传扬我们的名。
Rather than scattered abroad.
就是说他们不要分散在全地上。
What did the Lord say?
主耶和华怎么说呢？
What was God's will for them?
神给对他们的旨意是怎么样的呢？
What? Be fruitful and multiply and fill the place.
神要他们生养众多来遍满全地。
But in their pride they say, look,We want to do it ourselves. We want a huge city. We want a high tower. So we will all be together.
但是他们在他们的骄傲当中，他们说我们要造一座城，一座塔，这样我们能够继续的住在一起。
So whatever effort that they have put in, the Lord allowed.
神允许他们去做他们的劳力所要做的。
But when they were gathered, they were building and they were one, having one aim in mind to be as one.
但是当他们聚集在一起要建造那座城和塔的时候，
You think the Lord was with them?
你认为神与他们同在吗？
When we go against God's will,
当我们与神的旨意对立的话，
God will somehow intervene.
主会从中干涉的。
God very easily confused their language. That's it, finished.
神很容易就变乱了他们的口音。
Then he said, yeah, let's go here.
然后他们说我们走这边。
What do you say?
那么另外一个说啊，你说了什么呢？
I can't understand.
我不能够明白的。
And so they quarrel and they fight. And if you cannot agree on one language, you cannot work together. So you scatter.
所以他们就开始争吵了，因为他们彼此言语不通，那么就会分散到世界各地。
It's God's wisdom.
这是神的智慧。
It's God's will.
这是神的旨意。
And here we are not talking about physical home,
但是
but our families.
这里我们不是在说一个有形的我们可以看到的建筑物，而是说我们的家庭。
Lives that He entrusted unto us.
那么神把这些生命托付给我们。
Relationship that must coordinate and relate and not scatter.
我们的关系必须要和谐，不能够分散的。
So when the Lord builds our home, our family will be strong.And study.
所以我们的家若是耶和华建造的，我们的家庭就会很稳固，很坚强。
You see the second portion of Psalm 127 verse 1, Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain.
因为诗篇27篇的第一节的后半部说到，若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就妄然警醒。
It is also not easy to keep a city safe, true?
要保守一座城市的安危呢，也不是容易的。
Recently, my son-in-law was saying that a colleague went back to Penang and he was walking along the bright street with a side lane. Somebody just pushed him there. That said he got robbed.
不久前我女婿告诉我，他一个同事回到槟城呢，就在一个后巷里呢，给人打抢了。
You can be walking there and then somebody will just push you here and then that's it. You have to follow.
你可能就在路上走，那么有人就可以公然的这样打抢了。
Even in broad daylight, people get robbed.
甚至在白天里会发生这样的事。
Having a watchman or security guard somehow gives us some form of security, right?
有一些守卫的人呢，会使我们略觉得安全一点。
We know when someone is watching.
因为我们知道有人在看守。
When there's a camera there, so you feel safer, right?
或者有闭路电视，我们可能感到比较安全。
But even the most alert watchman can never keep a city safe.
但是一个就算是一个很谨慎的一个看守的人呢，也不能够完全担保一座城会安全的。
Many things can happen.
很多事情可以发生。
To disturb the peace and security in the city.
会干扰这座城里面的安危。
A fire may break up.
可能会有一场大火。
There may be a building may collapse. Hotel New World, right? Years ago, just boom.
好像一座建筑也可能倒塌，很多年前在新加坡就有新世界酒店这座大楼倒塌了。
You think the carriageway is safe last time Toa Payoh that one collapsed? the one in Vertigo Bridge also collapsed.
也有这样的倒塌事件呢，也在新加坡其他地方发生过。
And today, if you hear the news, every now and then ISIS attack.
那现在偶尔我们也会听到，就是这恐怖分子的袭击。
So the most watchful guard can also fail us.
所以一个最警醒的一个守卫呢，有时也不能够做好他的工作。
So our family face many dangers and temptations.
我们的家庭呢，也面对许多的问题和试探。
Our children are exposed to ungodly influence.
我们的孩子暴露于很多不敬虔的那种影响。
In school, among their classmates, there are some havoc children.
在学校里，他们的同学之间呢，有一些很不好的孩子。
And also the people they mix with, and most importantly, social media.
他们所交的还有那些所交的朋友，还有那些社交媒体。
Facebook, cyberbullying.
就算在面部里，也是有人呢通过这个网站来互相的欺负。
In cyberbullying, I know of one case, the Sunday school boy, all right?He disturbed his Sunday school friend until the friend left the church.
我听过一个这样的例子呢，一个在主日学的男孩呢，通过这个电脑就欺负了他朋友，使到朋友甚至离开了教会。
Because you put the person there, and then you keep on, say all kinds of things about him, and they cannot take it.
因为他把那个人放上网站，然后不停说一些很负面的东西。
So we realize.We are not stand.
所以我们发现到呢，我们每个人都面对同样的这样的一个问题。
Our children, they go to school, they go to college, they go to university, they go to work. 24/7, we cannot watch them.
我们的孩子去到小学或者出去学大学，甚至去做工，我们不可能一直的这样看顾他们的。
But previously, what my manager that I worked with said, he said, if I give my children solid education, that will be something that the gift of life.
之前我有一个经理的做经理的朋友告诉我，如果我给孩子一个很好的教育呢，那就是一个最好的礼物了。
Because if he's an engineer, he has a university degree, anywhere you apply for a job, that's it. You know, he backed me up. Nobody can steal from him.
他认为他是如果是一个工程师，有这样高等的教育，他去到哪里找工都非常容易。
If I'm a manager, I save $2 million, and after that give to my son, he may squander it in 2 weeks.
他认为如果他把钱储蓄起来200万交给孩子，孩子可能就这样把钱浪费掉了。
So intrinsic in us, especially in all of us Christians, is the faith that no one can take away.
在我们每一个基督徒呢，我们本身就拥有的就是我们这个信仰，别人就不能夺去了。
So we must realize this. We must set that example.
所以我们要明白这一点，我们需要立下一个很好的榜样。
So that the Lord can keep our families wholesome and safe.
这样神可以保守我们家庭是健全的，是安全的。
First of all, check our own selves.
首先我们要省察自己。
I want Dorcas to turn to 2 Corinthians 13:5.
我们来看哥林多后书13章第5节，对不起。哥林多后书13章第5节。哥林多后书13章第5节，你们总要自己省察有信心没有，也要自己试验，岂不知你们若不是可弃绝的，就有耶稣基督在你们心里吗？
Yes. Look at our own selves. Consider our faith. It is really faith, or are we deceiving ourselves?
我们要省察自己，我们存在心里的到底是有信心没有，还是我们不过在欺哄自己。
Do we know the Lord really? Some may think, oh, you know, as long as I attend church, everything should be fine. Sunday, I'm good. With the Bible, I go to church.
星期天很好，我去了教会，带着我的圣经。
Other days, well, I need to earn my living. I will go out on my own.
其他的日子呢，我需要赚取我的生活费。
God is left behind.
我就把神放在一边。
Sunday morning, where did I put my Bible last week?
然后星期天早上再匆匆忙忙找我的圣经，我上个星期把圣经放在哪里？
First of all, without knowing the Lord, how can we set that kind of example?
首先，如果我们不认识神呢，我们如何立下一个好的榜样呢？
How can we confidently teach and guide our children in the ways of the Lord?
我们怎么样很有信心的来带领孩子在神的道上走呢？
So consider once and for all, are we truly a child of God?
所以要自己审查自己到底是不是属神的，是神的儿女吗？
Secondly, we need to build our relationship with the Lord.
第二，我们要建立自己与神之间的关系。
Do we love and obey Him?
我们是否爱神，顺服他呢？
Have we put Him first in our lives?
我们是否在生命里把他，让他居首位呢？
Well, other people say, first in my life, but if this is my job, then I will take it on.
有些人说可能是居首位，但是如果是我的工作的话，就不能这样的，有这样的想法了。That's
what it is. Recently, I just spoke to someone. He says, oh no, my son is no more working here. Why? Because it requires him to work on Sunday. That's it, finish.
有些人就真的把主放在首位，有人告诉我，我的儿子不在这个地方做工，因为那边需要他星期天去做工。
So he says, it's the Lord's day. The son knows how to say no.
他说那是主日，他的儿子知道如何告诉他的雇主不，我星期天不做工。
Thirdly, know God's word well.
第三，我们要很熟悉神的话语。
Do we do our daily quiet time?
我们是否每天有自己灵修的时间呢？
Do we fulfill our role and responsibility as church members? Attending the church, attending the regular meetings and Bible study.
我们是否也主日来崇拜主，并且在其他的教会活动上也参加呢？
But it's not just attending.
但不只是出席这么简单而已。
We must allow God's word to guide our lives.
我们需要让神的话来引导我们。
Our attitude towards God's word will also determine whether our efforts to raise our family will be in vain.
那么我们对待神话语的态度呢，也会决定我们要有一个敬虔的家庭呢，会不会是徒然的？
But you can always set God's word aside and say, ah, never mind. God must understand. I'm weak in this area. So, well, what can I do?
你可能会说，我把神的话语撇在一边，然后说神会理解的，我就是在这方面比较软弱。
If my son stir me, I just lecture him. I don't care.
如果我的孩子激怒我，我就狠狠教训他。
Well, we have to control ourselves.
但是我们必须要有自我的控制。
Without God, we strive in vain. Look at verse 2 of our text in 1 to 7.
没有神的话，我们所做的一切都是徒然的。
It is vain for you to rise up early to sit up late.
你们清晨早起，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭，本是枉然。
And eat the bread of sorrow.
你所吃的饭呢，是悲伤的。
For so he giveth his beloved sleep.
唯有耶和华所亲爱的，必叫他安然睡觉。
So we spend a long day in the family.
花很长的时间在我们的家庭上。
It is vain when we eat our bread of sorrow, meaning the what? When you eat bread, the mother's tears drop.
吃劳碌得来的饭，就是当一个母亲在吃的时候呢，她眼泪在流。
What is a sad picture if we ever cause our mother to shed tears for us?
如果妈妈因为我们而流下眼泪呢，是多么可悲的。
And we can cause our father to lose his sleep.
我们会使到父亲也失眠。
we would not want to shame the family's name.
我们不要使家庭蒙羞。
So it's vain to labor from morning to night.
所以从清晨忙碌直到夜晚是徒然的。
If we leave God out of our lives.
如果神不在我们的生命里。
So, especially so if our pursuit is only for worldly gains.
特别是我们所追求的就是这个世界上的一些好处。
We end up restless, anxious, full of tension.
我们就会充满压力、不安、焦虑。
You see, our minds, our heart are completely away from the Lord.
因为我们的心怀意念呢，完全是很远的离开神的。
But if we set the Lord first before my eyes,
但是如果我们常常把耶和华放在首位，在我们的眼前，
Why should we care about other things?
我们就不需要为其他的事情忧虑了。
The Lord in Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 says, Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33.
神的话语在马太福音第六章三十三节告诉我们，我们要先寻求神的国和他的义，那么这一切就会加添给我们了。
So, whatever it is, do we seek God's first?
无论如何，在我们做的任何事上，我们都是不是来寻求神仙呢？
We shall find rest and peace. We shall sleep well.
我们将会得到安息平安，我们夜晚睡得也香甜。
So, how many of us have rested, like thinking about what?Project tomorrow, deadline tomorrow. What I got to do tomorrow?
我们多少人有多少人夜晚睡不着，在想着明天工作上我所做的计划书，我所要完成的东西呢？
Committed to God, go to sleep.
我们把它交托给神，然后去睡觉吧。
You see, a troubled heart will never rest in peace.
如果你的心神很不宁呢，你就不能够安睡了。
So he gave his beloved sleep.
因为圣经告诉我们，神所唯有耶和华所亲爱的，必叫他安然睡觉。
One of God's greatest blessing is the gift of children.
神所赐的福气，最大的福气当中呢，就是当中的一个就是儿女。
Can you read verse 3-5?
现在我们来看诗篇127篇第三到第五节。儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。少年时所生的儿女，好像勇士手中的剑，肩带充满的人变为乳服。他们在城门口和仇敌说话的时候，必不至于羞愧。
One of the greatest blessings is the gift of children.
神所赐给很大的福气当中的一个，就是赐给孩子。
In verse 3 here it says, They are a heritage of the Lord.The godly line God will want us to raise.
第三节告诉我们，儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，耶和华赐下孩子是要我们兴起敬虔的后代。
It is a heritage from the Lord.
这个产业是由神所赐的。
You see, the Bible speaks of those some of these women who were barren.
圣经告诉我们，有一些妇女不能够生育。
Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Hannah.
撒拉、利百加还有哈拿。
Okay, when they prayed, the Lord heard and the Lord opened up their womb.
但是当他们向神祷告的呢，神就使他们怀上孩子了。
Thank God for children.
我们为孩子而感谢神。
So really a great joy to have a new baby in the house.
家里一个新生的婴孩带来很大的喜乐。
First baby, my neighbor, you know, a Christian couple from China, but a girl from China and married a Christian.Boy and they are just my neighbor. They just have a little baby girl.
我的邻居呢，一对夫妇呢，就是一个中国来的女孩嫁了一个基督徒，那么他们有一个孩子，刚刚有了一个婴孩。
So they are so happy each time we play with the baby.
他们每次跟孩子玩的时候都非常的开心。
It may be difficult to care for a little one.
要照顾一个这么小的婴孩，的确不容易。
I also last time I used to. Change the diaper, I don't know how to pin. Hey, be careful, because last time it was all cloth. It's not paste, you know. Then you have to use a pin to pin. It's very difficult. But I still have to do it.
我记得以前我学习怎么换尿布，以前的尿布是用布的， 那么我们要扣上一个很大的扣针，要非常的小心。
Then my wife will wash it. I got to dry all these things. Very difficult.
那么我的太太就会洗那些尿布，我就晾那些尿布，的确不容易。
Then at night, oh, what time? Oh, okay. Why, why, why? You got to go and make me.
那么夜晚的时间呢？时间到啊，婴孩就哭了，就要去泡奶。
So it's not easy those days, you know, raise children.
那么要养育孩子的确是不容易的。
So God gave children not as a burden, but as a blessing.
神给我们孩子不是负担，而是一个福气。
You see the verse 3b there, the fruit of the womb is His reward.
因为第三节的后半部告诉我们，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。
So as parents, we really treasure the children God gives us.
所以作为父母，我们的确非常珍惜耶和华所赐的孩子。
We should be thankful, you know, receiving a gift from our loving Heavenly Father.
我们应该很感恩，因为这是我们慈爱的天父所赐给我们的。
But for parents, one of the first things that we must understand, start young.
但是作为父母一点，我们要记得要从孩子很小的时候就要开始做这件事。
Yes.Must build them up in the most holy faith.
要在我们至圣的信心上建立他们。
From small, you maybe can sing to them, you know, Jesus loves me, this I know. You know, then they will learn how to understand these things.
在他们很小的时候，就与他们一起唱基督徒的歌。
Yeah. So it is. Then you have in time to come, you have to set up a family altar.
然后不久呢，你在家里就要有自己的一个圣坛。
You sit quietly and you talk to them. You can use the junior RPG, you know, just a talk and then share with them, read to them.
就是与孩子一同来敬拜神在家里。那么你可以用我们的那个儿童版的读道长。
So as you progress, you carry on with them. But please, if we can, commit ourselves, no matter how busy,Always have a set time where you set up the family altar. Everybody has to get that.
所以不无论你多忙呢，每一天都要抽出一定的时间与孩子一起来在家里有家庭崇拜。
It's the same. One family I know of, they will say nobody goes to school without family altar first. So their children will get up extra early.Do the family altar, then go to school.
一个我认识的家庭就是没有人能够在还没有崇拜神之前就去上学，所以孩子会提早起床，然后一起来有家庭崇拜才去学校。
So morning school what time?
早晨几点上学呢？
7:30?
七点半吗？
不是。
6:30.
School start.
学校几点开课呢？
7:20, 7:30. So you have maybe 15 minutes or 20 minutes of family altar reading the Bible. The poor Bible wake up half an hour earlier.
所以如果你在早上有家庭的崇拜呢 ,15 到20分钟那么上学的孩子就要特别早起床了。
It's the same with me, but at that time, my mother was,You don't finish your 2:08, cannot walk out and go to school.
我也一样，但是比较不同是，妈妈说你必须吃完那两粒蛋，你才能离开家里。
So every day must eat the 2:08 before I go to school.
所以每天必须把那两粒蛋吃完才可以去上学。
Well, she was not a Christian that time, but she was a loving mother.
她当时不是基督徒，但是一个非常爱我的妈妈。
So it's like that. You set the rules, you insist.Put God first.
你就是要这样立下你的家规，然后告诉孩子一定要把神放在首位。
So they are gift from us, from God.
孩子是神赐给我们的礼物。
And we should not despise God's gift to us.
我们不能看轻神所赏赐的。
So we should therefore love them, treasure them, but most of all, give them the best treasure of all.Not like what my manager say, give them good education. Yes, that's what we want. But give them the faith. Transfer to them. Set the example.
我们要爱他们，珍惜他们，要给把最好的给他们，不是最好的教育，而是把信心传给他们。
Okay. So this is very important for all families.
对每个家庭来说，这是最重要的。
Yeah, I see all the small young children. It's not Not too late to start, can start.
我看到这里有很多年幼的孩子，如果现在开始还不是太迟。
Once they make it a habit, they will have to keep it.
一旦这个家庭崇拜成为一个习惯呢，他们就会守啊遵守它。
Look at verse 4, I want her to read verse 4 now.
我们现在来看第四节，少年时所生的儿女，好像勇士手中的剑。
So, as we appreciate them, right, they will give us protection and provision.
所以我们珍惜他们呢，他们也会保护我们，并且供应我们所需要的。
You realize the hunter, you know, in those old days, they always had arrows for hunting. You go to Sarawak still, in the interior, they still use what? Arrows, or blowpipe.
我们知道那些勇士在打猎的时候就是要用到剑，你今天去到那些沙劳越的那些森林里还是有人用剑来打猎的。
So when our children are grown, they will defend us and they will provide for us.
当我们孩子成长以后呢，成年了就会提供我们所需要的，也保护我们。
Now in modern day family, don't trust the children, go to old folks home.Right?
现代家庭的想法，父母的想法是不要再靠孩子了，我宁可去老人院。
But we still have to take care of our folks.
但是我们依然是要看顾我们的父母的。
Like my mother-in-law now on kidney dialysis, the children will have to take turns. There are two, my sister-in-law and my wife. They take turns to bring her to dialysis, bring her back, this, that, the other.
因为我的岳母现在需要洗肾，所以我太太和她的姐妹呢就要轮流带她去洗肾中心。
So children are like arrows. We, the those days they use arrows to hunt.
孩子就像剑，在当时候呢，他们是用剑来打猎的。
And so from there you get the animals, they are able to provide food.
打到的那些猎物呢，就成为桌上的食物了。
And of course, in those olden days, you know, they have warring factions and all that. And so, arrows are also for self-defense.
那当然，在当时候呢，部落和部落之间常常有有征战，所以这个剑呢，也是要来保护自己的。
But I would like to see the arrows as hitting the right target.
但是我要把这剑呢，看为我们要射中对的目标。
Set them to hit the right target in the sense.To give due glory and service to the Lord.
我们要教导孩子所要射中的目标呢，就是要把荣耀归给神。
Guide them in the fear and nurture of the Lord.
我们要在按着神的教导来训导他们。
Set a godly example.
我们要给他们立下敬虔的榜样。
Groom them spiritually when they are young.
在他们很年幼的时候呢，在属灵上就造就他们。
Because just now, as I say, once they go out of into the world, they are already in another different setup.
就好像我所说的，当他们一去到这个世界呢，他们所要面对的东西就完全不同了。
There's no way we can control them or direct them.
我们就很难再控制或者引导他们了。
Or counsel them.
或者劝导他们。
They will not be able to listen to us.
他们也不再听我们的话了。
So,instead of arrows that would, be used by the Lord, you know, they will be what? Arrows in our heart. Creating heartache and headaches.
他们就不能够成为神所能够用的剑，反而他们这些剑呢，就会来刺中我们的心，让我们感到很伤心和悲痛。
So it's very, very difficult when you get a call from the,discipline master from the school. Hello, is that Mr. Wee? Can you please come this afternoon or tomorrow afternoon? I want to talk to you about your son.
所以是非常糟糕的，如果学校来一通电话，训导主任打来说你是黄先生吗？我需要与你碰面，明天下午因为你的孩子的问题。
In those olden days, our parents will tell us, don't bring shame to the family.
在旧时候，父母会告诉我们不要使家里蒙羞。
And we know.
我们也知道。
But today, how many of us in our families want our children to pay?
但是今天我们到底有多少父母会这样来劝勉孩子呢？
So it's something that is past our time.
这已经是我们那时代有的，这时代未必有的。
So there will be happiness if our homes are built in the Lord.
如果我们的家庭是在主里被建造的，就会有喜乐。Look
at verse 5.
我们来看第五节。 见带充满的人变为有福，他们在城门口和仇敌说话的时候，必不至于羞愧。
Okay. So a hunter or warrior keeps his arrows in the quiver, as many as he can.
一个勇士呢，就把他的箭放在箭袋里，放越多越好。
He feels safer.
他觉得比较安全。
So likewise, a man is blessed in proportion to the number of his children.
所以一个人如果有许多的孩子呢，福气就真的很多了。
So you have a posterity or a line, you know, of children, it's a sign of divine favor.
如果你看到你的后代延续，你的信心呢，这是神眷顾你的。
I know in those Chinese custom in those days, when a couple get married, the parents and all they will pronounce, he had many children.
那在古时候呢，当一对新人刚结婚的时候呢，父母就会赐福给他们的话，说你们会生养很多孩子。So
this happy father can speak with the enemies in the gate.
那这个很开心的父亲呢，就能够与仇敌在门口说话。Because
he has lots of children, they help out in the farm, they are brave and strong, who dares to come?
因为他有许多孩子，他们在农田也帮忙，并且 那么有谁来敢欺负他们呢？
And so, no one would dare to take advantage of us.
所以没有人敢欺负他们。So,
as you have started, we will conclude. The Lord has to build our house.
所以刚刚我们一开始所说的，我们的家必须是由神所建造的。We
have to check our personal relationship with God.
我们要检查检讨自己与神之间的个人的关系。
Yes, we have to allow God's word to permeate and be our guidebook in life.
我们需要神的话语进入我们，成为我们生命的引导。
Without God's wisdom and help, we shall certainly fail.
没有神的智慧和帮忙呢，我们肯定会失败的。
Yes, we shall certainly eat the bread of sorrow.
我们肯定会吃那个悲伤，我们肯定会很悲伤的。
It will give us a sleepless night.
我们夜晚也不能够安眠。So,
let us garner our family together.
所以现在我们要使到我们的家庭能够凝聚在一起。Cherish
and nurture our children in the fear of the Lord.
我们要珍惜我们的孩子，并且在神的训导当中把他们养育大。Pray
daily for them.
每天为他们祷告。Morning,
pray as they go out.
早上他们出去的时候为他们祷告。Thank
God, review the day. Thank God that they are safe.
然后就检讨一天，然后感谢神，他们安全了。And
then, day unto day, let us order our lives aright. Let us set the example that is required of us.
每一天都要这样做，就是要使到我们的生活井然有序，我们能够立下好的榜样。Some
warnings for parents.
这里是要给父母的一些警告。Do
what I say, but don't do what I do.
我们可以告诉孩子说，我所说的你要遵守，但是我所做的不一定要遵守，不一定要跟。That
is the wrong way.
这样的教导是错误的。You
do what I do.
我所做的你要跟从。I
must have my family order before I walk out of the house.
我在离开家庭之前，一定要有家庭崇拜。What
you have done, is it honoring to the Lord?
你刚刚所做的是否是荣耀神的呢？
Yes or no?
是还是不是？
Okay, let's go.
我们现在就去。
Where?
去哪里呢？
Yeah. Okay, you have done this one wrong. You have done this thing wrong. Alright. New. Confess.
你现在做错了这一件事，你要跪下来认罪。
My children, they don't like this. They rather be... How many? 4, 5. They rather be wet than to kneel down and pray.
我的孩子不喜欢，他们宁可被打，也不要跪下来祷告。
You can see them cry.
你可以看到他们在哭。
They have to ask God for forgiveness.
因为他们需要来祷告神会原谅他们。
It is not easy to give them up in the Lord. It's sad in our heart to see them cry. But will that be the case? It starts with you and me.
First.
We will go down to them. If we faithfully honor and serve God.
如果我们很忠心的, 把荣耀归给神和侍奉他,
give God due glory and praise.
然后把神所应当得到的荣耀和赞美归给他,
like father, like son.
那像孩子就会像爸爸一样,
remember this.
他们就会, 跟随, 我们要记得,
may the Lord be our help and our strength.
愿主做我们的力量和我们的帮助,
to his glory and praise.
来荣耀他的名,
Amen.
Amen.
Our Father, we thank thee for this time together.
我们天父，我们感谢你这时候能够聚集在一起。
We pray that thy words will challenge us afresh.
我们祷告你的话语可以再一次的来挑战我们。
We will re-examine our hearts before thee.
我们真的能够省察自己。
And pray that thou will work that work of grace in each one of our lives.
我们祷告你会在每一个人的心上做出恩典的工作。
We pray for all the parents that are represented here.
我们为着在这里说一个家长祷告。
That thy word would begin with them.
你的话语会从他们那里开始。
That they will put into practice what they have heard even today.
他们能够行出今天所听到的道。
And realign their lives before thee.
然后重新纠正生活里任何需要纠正的地方。
We know there will be difficulties and struggles.
我们知道他们会面对困难和挣扎。
But by thy grace and with thy help, they will overcome.
但是通过你的恩典和帮助，他们就能够克服这些。
And so, Lord, grant us that wisdom and that faith to trust thee.
赐给我们智慧和信心，能够来信靠你。
To work out all things according to thy perfect will.
能够把所有这些事情行出来都是根据你的旨意的。
We offer our thanks and gratefulness unto thee.
我们把我们的感恩都献上。
For being our heavenly father.
因为你是我们的天父。
For taking care of us.
你照顾我们。
And we commit our families unto thee as well.
我们把我们的家庭也交托在你的手中。
For all these things we pray and ask in Jesus' blessed name.
我们为了这些，我们来祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
阿门。
阿门。